Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Nakarinig ka na ba ng kanta na hindi mo matanggal-tanggal sa isip mo? Yung sobrang catchy niya, natatandaan mo pa rin kahit matagal na o baka nakukulitan ka na? Ganyan ang mga novelty song na pinapatugtog sa jeep, sa kalye, sa mall at kung saan-saan pa. Naging parte na to ng ating pang-araw-araw na buhay. Bahagi na ito ng kulturang Pinoy. What makes a Filipino novelty song? Yan ang tatalakayan natin sa episode na to. Ako si Macy Oven at ito ang Musikalikot, kung saan natin kinakalkal ang malikot na kasaysayan ng ating musika. There seems to be no one definition of a novelty song. Iba-iba kasi ang uri nito. But we got two music arrangers to tell us what binds them all together.
My name is Jeff Arcelia. I'm currently employed in Loudbox Studios. I am a musical arranger, which means I make music for commercials.
And I'm Gino Cruz. I work at Loudbox Studios also as an arranger. I'm also an independent producer of music for albums and an arranger for concerts and events.
These two created the novelty song called Apat na Buwang Pasko for PhilPop in 2015. Ang PhilPop ay isang national songwriting competition na ginaganap taon-taon.
Ay, Setembre pa lang, ano itong naririnig ko? Mga kampanang nangangalansing.
I was walking in a mall and it was like the first week of September, and going up the escalator, I heard the Christmas carol. And I said, ano ba, September pa lang. Ayun, that was the concept of the song. Pagdating ko sa studio, sabi ko, Jeff, sulat tayo ng kanta. It's about us celebrating Christmas too early. That was the start of the song. The first line of the song was, ay, September pa lang. Pero ginawang parang, ay, shit, September pa lang.
Yes. We didn't win, and, but we were, 12 out of, ilan yun?
I think there were 2,000-something entries.
Entries, yeah.
But we did win Best Christmas Song for that. We did win an Awit Award for Best Christmas Song. Which is ironic because it's complaining about Christmas. But who cares? We won. Kasi nagpapatawa kami.
So automatic ba na kapag nakakatawa, novelty na yon?
Parang yun yata talaga yun. Yung parang may quirkiness, no, Jin? To make a novelty song.
Kasi novelty, it's not just... it's not just one particular thing. I mean, if you say novelty, ang lawak din yan eh. Because we have novelty songs that basically sound like nursery rhymes. They're as easy to sing as nursery rhymes.
Doblihin ang ipayoy mag-ocho-ocho.
But we also have novelty songs that are... that tell a funny story but are pretty much not as simple as a nursery rhyme.
Tulungan mo ko pare, si Aida o si Lorna o si Fe.
Itong Aida, Lorna, Fe, yung musicality ng arrangement tsaka nung chord pattern niya, hindi siya simple. Pero bumagsak siya as novelty song. So, like, I mean, not to toot our own horns, no? Pero yung, like yung Apat na Buwang Pasko, hindi naman namin ginawa parang nursery rhyme yun eh. If you listen to the arrangement, ang ganda ng arrangement ni Gino doon. Orchestral, may brass, may drums, may... ang dami nangyayari. Para siya talagang malaking musical if you hear it.
Apat na buwang Pasko, taong-taong na lang ganito, maghintay na lang, darating din yan na ang tunay na panahon ng Kapaskuhan.
I was there when he recorded the brass section and how he arranged the music, the piano, pina-drums pa niya yan. Pero yun, naging novelty pa rin ang classification niya.
Okay, so far we know that Filipino novelty songs have a certain quirkiness. It's funny, it's witty, at kitang-kita yon sa lyrics. Pagdating sa melody at arrangement, pwede siyang maging kasing simple ng nursery rhyme o kasing complex ng mga ibang kanta. Pero kahit ganun, kailangan catchy pa rin siya, tulad ng commercial jingle.
You are given 30 seconds or 15 or 5 seconds to make a song that people will remember the rest of their lives. Ako, ang tanda ako na, but I still remember the jingles that I watched when I was young sa TV eh. I'm gonna knock on your door, ring on your bell, tap on your window too. Come on and open your door so I can show you more. I'm your friendly Electrolux man. Medyo nakakatawa yung ano niya kasi parang bidang-bida siya. I'm gonna knock on your door. Ganun yung Electrolux man dun sa commercial eh. Pero hindi naman siya talaga novelty song kasi you're trying to seriously sell yung product, yung Electrolux. So, in that sense, it has to be catchy. I guess yun yung parang similarities niya sa jingle. We try to make it na parang people will sing it, especially kids. If an 8-year-old or a 6-year-old can sing it, okay na.
Add pa the lyrics and the dance step.
So, marami rin reasons, yeah, I think. Eh. For one, those are songs by celebrities na. Eh.
Tayo'y mag ocho-ocho, 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 ocho-ocho na mag-ocho-ocho.
Yan, yung ocho-ocho, si Bayani yun. Kataasan ni Bayani yun. And then, Bayani was really funny.
As you probably know, Bayani Agbayani is an actor-comedian popular in the early 2000s. He wasn't originally a singer, pero nagsimula ang singing career niya nung nirelease ng Star Records ang kanyang hit single, Ocho Ocho, na sinulat ng composer na si Lito Camo. Madali lang sundan ang kanta. Eh, ang chorus ba naman ganito ang lyrics? Tayo'y mag-ocho-ocho, ocho-ocho, ocho-ocho, ocho-ocho na. Mag-ocho-ocho, ocho-ocho, mag-ocho-ocho pa. Kaya kahit maliliit na bata, aliw na aliw dito.
One, the thing is, the song is very catchy. Ocho, ocho, alam mo na agad eh. Ocho, 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 ocho na. So yung lyrics pa lang, paulit-ulit, dikit na. Yung melody niya, dikit na rin. Kasi paulit-ulit lang rin yan eh. Pangatlo, yung sayaw. So any of those three, pag ginawa mo, maalala mo agad yung ocho, ocho eh.
Pero alam nyo bang nagsimula ang pagkilala sa novelty sa Pilipinas noong 70s? Isa sa earliest novelty songs ay ang Sabungero ni Max Surban na isang legendary Visayan singer. Tungkol ito sa isang sabungerong natalo sa pustahan at pagka-uwi ay pinagalitan ng asawa. Talk about the original manok na pula. Ganito ang lyrics.
Dito sa sabungan, singgit taman-taman, yamado, dehado ang iyang gipustaan. Naun sa bakad to nga pagkabutanga, manok niyang pula, naiguman sa mata.
Doon sa sabungan malakas ang sigawan, yamado, dehado ang kanyang tinayaan. Hindi niya alam kung anong nangyari, manok niyang pula, natamaan sa mata.
Labihan niyang hadluka ni Adtong Tungura, ang iyang asawa nag-andam nag-atsa. Milurat ang mata nga daw mata ni Dracula. Iyang gibakakan nga siya gikuutan.
Dahil doon, labis ang takot niya. Nang kanyang asawa ang itak ay daladala. Dilat ang kanyang mata na parang mata ni Dracula. Nagsinungaling na lang na ninakawan siya.
Baka naman mas pamilyar kayo sa Ang Kawawang Cowboy ni Fred Panopio na parody ng American song na Rhinestone Cowboy. If Rhinestone Cowboy is a hopeful song about following your dreams, Ang Kawawang Cowboy is the opposite.
Ang Kawawang Cowboy
Pero ang pinakakilalang novelty singer ay si Yoyoy Villame. Maraming pinagdaanan si Yoyoy bago maging singer. Lumaki siya sa Calape, Bohol, kung saan siya nag-aral at nag-drop out noong high school. Naging sundalo siya, jeep at taxi driver sa Maynila at bus driver sa probinsya. Habang nagda-drive, nagko-compose daw siya ng kanta. One day, na-discover siya ng owner ng bus at ito ang nag-sponsor ng una niyang plaka, kwento niya sa isang GMA interview. Because of his experiences, he was able to write various songs, like Butchikek, na may funny backstory. Sabi niya sa isang interview on Kapuso Mo, Jessica Soho,
sa China Town, ginawa ko, kinopya ko yung mga pangalan ng department store doon. Hanggang saan nilapatan ko ng tono, yun, naging kanta, ang Butchikek.
Actually, wala namang sense ang kantang Butchikek, pero nakakatawa siya pakinggan. At malamang, memorize nyo ang Hindi lang sa Visayas nakilala si Yoyoy, kundi sa buong bansa. He was dubbed the first king of Filipino novelty songs dahil sa mga kanta niyang kakaiba sa mga kontemporarya niya. Kung maaalala nyo, uso pa nung 60s ang Western style of music. It was only in the 70s that we broke that mold. Sabi nga sa isang paper sa Siyensya, an international journal on the liberal arts, quote, matapos ang kolonyal na panahon, lalo nung dekada 70, mga Filipinized ang popular na musika, Pinoy rock, Pinoy ballad, Pinoy pop, Pinoy folk, end quote. Pero di tulad ng Filipinized music na naimpluensyahan ng ibang kultura, ang Filipino novelty song ay, quote, walang binanggit na pinangkopyahan o pinanggalingang sumikat na novelty song o mga awit ng novelty song sa labas ng bansa. End quote. Which means, Pinoy na Pinoy ang musikang ito. Sumunod sa yapak ni Yoyoy ang pangalawang king of novelty songs na si Lito Camo. He wrote Bayani Agbayanis 88, Willy Revillame's Boom Tarat Tarat, Sex Bomb Girl's Spaghetti Song, Masculado's Jumbo Hotdog, and a lot of other novelty songs we're familiar with. Before he became a household name, Lito was a houseboy. Naglilinis ng bahay, naglilinis ng kotse, family driver. Mahirap ang buhay sa Mindoro, sabi niya sa isang interview. But he started learning the guitar at nahilig na siya sa musika. He wrote about things many Filipinos could relate to. Sabi niya sa isang interview on ABS-CBN,
dati ang inspirasyon ko yung kahirapan ng buhay para sa masa. Kumbaga yung mga magulang ko, wala kaming kapera-pera. So yun yung naging umpisa ng aking inspirasyon sa pagsusulat.
Lito started off as a singer but found more success in composing songs for big-name personalities like Willy Revillame. The popularity of his songs was no joke. Everyone knew them, whether they liked it or not. Kahit tono lang ang marinig mo, you would recognize it immediately. Sobrang patok ng novelty songs sa masa na ginamit sila sa political campaign jingles. For example, ito yung jingle ni former police chief Bato de la Rosa when he was campaigning for senator in 2019.
Yes, sa Senado, iboto si Bato. Sagot ka ni Bato, itaga mo sa Bato.
O diba? That was Jumbo Hotdog. And here's another jingle from Tugagaraw's Tirso Mangada, running for councilor, to the tune of Spaghetti.
Appear tayo, iboto natin si Tirso, dapat siya at matino, Tirso, Tirso, Tirso.
Na LSS na ba kayo? Well, ganyan talaga ang mangyayari, Gino says.
First thing, kung novelty yung gagamitin nila, alam ng tao yun. So, attach the name of the politician to it, di ba? Mas nakakatawa or mas nakakainis in a good sense na kasi mauulit-ulit mo yun, yung tipong mapapanaginipan mo yun kahit na hindi mo gustong mapanaginipan yung ano eh. But you will remember the candidate.
Pero bakit ba paborito ng mga Pilipino ang novelty songs? May social aspect din ito.
Malaki sa atin yung escapism eh. Since marami tayong problema sa buhay, we try to look for an escape. So listening to songs that are funny and give you parang may dance ka pang nasasayaw na parang pag nakita ka ng ibang tao natatawa din, I think that's may malaking effect din yun sa ano eh, sa pagiging hook ng isang novelty song. Yung Pinoy can really make fun of his situation and finds humor in whatever makita niya sa buhay niya.
As the study on novelty songs says, quote, "Totoo na ang novelty song ay sumasalamin sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay ng karaniwang Filipino. Ang anesthesyang tinataglay ng novelty song ay maski paano nakatutulong upang maging positibo sa pagharap sa mahirap na buhay ang mga tao." End quote. So, let's say you want to make a novelty song. Do you have what it takes to make the next novelty hit?
May musicality ka na kahit paano kasi magsusunod ka right, ng kanta. Eh.
Kung makakanta ng 4-year-old or 6-year-old, maalala nila, yun yun eh. Kailangan pa ulit-ulit lang yung lyrics kung gusto nilang hooky eh. Kahit yung concept lang yung maalala mo eh. And then, yun. Kailangan in 30 seconds or less, you capture your audience and make them sing it.
If you don't know how to laugh, I don't think you can come up with a novelty song. I mean,
so kailangan ng musicality, repetition, at humor. Using these, we at Puma tried to make our own jingle.
Palaging nandyan para sa lahat. Panalo talaga. Pakinggan na
Podcast Puma Papa Podcast Puma Papa Podcast Puma Podcast.
O, pasado ba sa inyo? Try nyo rin at isend nyo sa Facebook page namin, facebook.com/pumapodcastph. Together, let's celebrate the uniqueness of Pinoy novelty songs, ang musika't katatawan ng ating atin. Muli, ako si Macy Oven, ang inyong host at producer ng Musikalikot. Don't forget to subscribe to Musikalikot on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Ang Musikalikot ay isang Puma Podcast production. Special thanks to Kai Bartolome and Mark Casilian for the sound design, and Carl Javier and Trisha Aquino for editorial support. This episode was edited by Nico Bolante. Siya rin ang kumanta ng jingle na ginawa namin, kasama ni Nina Toralba. Hanggang sa susunod na session!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.